Come on, Vereen. Hurry up. This is our last chance. Bryony urged me through the streets of Corrin, impatient with my sedate pace. I gave her an amused look. The shops aren't going anywhere. No, she sighed. We're the ones going somewhere. Back to the academy in its awful remote location. She looked longingly at the wall on the other side of the wide street, which mostly concealed my own kingdom's academy. Why can't the Caluigian Academy be in the capital, like your Ardunian one? I grimaced. Would you really want to be in such easy reach of the Caluigian court? I, for one, have no such desire. Bryony wrinkled her nose. No, I suppose when you put it like that. The Caluigian court was poisonous, presided over by a cold, cruel king, and full of deep rifts and divisions. It bore little resemblance to the court in Arden, which was ruled with the firm hand of my aunt, Queen Lucienne, a woman who had dedicated her life to ensuring peace and prosperity for her kingdom. But I thrust thoughts of courts and politics aside. They inevitably led to thoughts of Darius, and not even weeks of separation had managed to calm my conflicted feelings about the Caluigian crown prince. We passed the academy and university, our attendant guards walking two in front and two behind, keeping a clear bubble of space around us despite the busy traffic. Bryony practically danced in her impatience as we passed the railings that separated the grand houses of various mage families from the road. Bryony had no interest in the green grass, fountains, or elegant buildings we could glimpse behind the fences. As an energy mage from the Sakali Empire, she had little need to worry about the power games played by the Ardunian great families. I had found myself with less interest in them over the summer as well, my mind full of the darker politics of the Caluigian court. I picked up my speed, suddenly as eager as Bryony to be past this section of the city and through to the shops. I glanced over my shoulder at the palace behind us, its tall towers of white marble dominating the capital from its place atop the hill that housed Corrin. It had been home for most of my 16 years, and yet my thoughts about our imminent return to the academy had a feeling of homecoming about them. My heart was in as much turmoil as my mind these days. When we reached the section of road where the large homes usually gave way to elegant storefronts featuring wares designed to catch the eye of passing mages, I stopped. "What's happening here?" I asked. Captain Lena, who had been temporarily reassigned as my personal guard for the summer, stopped and looked back over her shoulder. She followed my gaze, her brow clearing when she saw I was looking at the construction to the side of the road. "Who cares?" Bryony asked. "It's just a building." She threw a plaintive glance at the closest shop, only a few steps further down the street. "I can see that." I eyed the red sandstone blocks that lay in neat piles, ready for the actual construction to commence, their colour giving a clue as to the future purpose of the site. "It's some sort of public building. But why is it being built here?" I looked inquiringly at Lena, who shrugged, her focus flitting between me, the building crew, and the street on my other side, her eyes alert for threats. "I'm sorry, Your Highness. I haven't heard anything about it." One of the royal guards behind me cleared his throat. "I believe it's a new office for the management of sealed affairs, Your Highness." "Sealed affairs?" Bryony threw him a confused look before her face suddenly lightened. "Oh, you mean people who have had their power sealed? We don't have special offices for that in the Empire." I grimaced slightly. I could imagine they would have no need for such special efforts in the Sakali Empire, where every commonborn was sealed at age 2. Here in Arden, however, the sealed had become their own class of society, with a whole host of attendant complications. Allowing them access to reading and writing while keeping unsealed commonborns from having similar access was an ongoing struggle.